Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, friends, saints, and family. Everybody, thank you for logging back on and listening to part two of the program entitled The Year of Jubilee. This is really genuinely, in real time, the Year of Jubilee coming up this July the 10th of 2015. I am giving you the heads up so that we can get our faith together and believe God for supernatural debt cancellation. And I'm not going to prolong your hearing. Please stick around, though, for the prayer after the program, because I do want to pray for you. We're going to join our faith together and believe for financial freedom. So let's go now to finish listening to the program from last week, and then we'll pray after the show.
He said, then I will command the blessing. I will command it. I will command the earth to yield its fruits to you for 3 years. A 3 years crop will come up out of 1 year of sowing and 1 year of harvesting. And if you read back up, he told them that they were to eat old fruit and that they were to eat of the old store. That meaning they were to eat what was stored up in that 6th year for that 7th year of rest. And they gave the earth a chance to replenish itself. Remember, this is the year of Jubilee. Everything has to go back to its original state, as we read earlier in the text, that land and that families and slaves were to be returned to their original state. Well, so it was here with the land as well. It was to be returned to a state of rest so that it could replenish itself and bring forth more nutrients and minerals, and then for the next 50 years of plowing and harvesting. But really, it's based on that Genesis principle that God told us, 6 days shall you work, and on the 7th day you will rest. You know, you just can't run your body into the ground. God told us that if we would take the 7th day and rest so that our bodies could replenish themselves, that we would benefit health from it. But you can't work 7 days a week and wear your body down and then wonder why it's breaking down, why it's sick. You've got to abide by scripture here. Work 6 days and rest on the 7th. And so God said, if you will do this, he said, I'll command a blessing. And it was important to God that man rest on the 7th day, and it was important to God that we allow the land to rest in the 7th year so that it too can be replenished. And so as I was sharing with you back in the opening of my lesson, I was wanting to know more how this could be relevant to us in the 21st century, because I said, Lord, we don't live like this. You know, we don't have slaves. You know, but if you were to bring this principle into our day and time, the best scenario I could think is if your car was in repossession, they would have to give it back. If your home was in foreclosure, it would have to be given back. The debt would have to be canceled, and you would be able to go free with your goods. And I wish our government would partake of that, especially during the housing crisis, because I heard of some horrible stories and people losing, you know, their properties and things after paying, you know, 30, 40 years into mortgages, and then turn around and lose their home for 2 or 3 years of payments. You know, that shouldn't be. It just seemed like some amends should have been made to make adjustment for those ones who had paid so well into owning of their property. But yet, for some reason, our government took so long to amend those contracts and make those rates come to, I've lost for the words that I want to say on this, but if they could, the banks and whatnot could have just amended the contract sooner and lowered the rates to an amount that people could afford, then I believe many could have kept their homes, you know. But it, the way it went down, it looks like the only ones really benefiting from the loss of is the banks, because the people who had paid into their home, they lost their homes. Now the banks are able to resell those homes and make more money off of them. Double sale. And that just didn't seem right. And I wish that our government would look at the year Jubilee practice on next year and let those people keep their homes, those to whom that they can. They've already made their monies, and some of those cars have already been paid for. That's nothing but interest. And I just believe that if we would do right in this land, I believe God would do what he said here in his word, that he would command the blessing to come on them. Just like in the book of Malachi, in chapter 2, let's go over there real quick and then we're going to close. But I'm talking here about God commanding the blessing. And I believe that some of the blessing is not commanded because we're not right. We're not lined up right. We're not doing things according to his specifics, instructions. And what really got me right here was in Malachi 10. I was doing a study with a friend on the radio, Blog Talk Radio. If you want to go onto the website at www.inspirationalcorneronline.com, click the Blog Talk tab, scroll down to the subject on Malachi. Okay, and then you can get into this study there. I'm just going to brief over it real quick. But Evangelist Keisha, she did a really good job. But over here in Malachi chapter 2, verse 1, he says here, "And now, O you priests, this commandment is for you." Notice, he, in the book of Malachi, he was talking to the priest. All right? He said, "This commandment is for you." He said, "If you will not hear and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, said the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already because you do not lay it to heart. Behold, I will corrupt your seed and spread dung upon your faces, even the dung of your solemn feast, and one shall take you away with it." Now, he's talking about the curse, that it was going to come, that it was going to happen, if they didn't do things according to his specifications, because he told them that they were to bring their offerings, tithes, and those type of things into the storehouse. And he said, and when they did so, that he would cause a blessing to be poured out upon the people. Well, you notice in Malachi chapter 2, he was talking to the priest, and he was telling them that they had to do this thing according to his orders as he went on down, and as he even got over into Malachi chapter 3:10, where he talks about the tithes and the offerings. Well, back then there was an agricultural society, and the people were to bring, you know, all of their fruits and their livestock and the things that they raised, they were to bring it to the priest. I'm really putting emphasis on that because he said in chapter 2, "I'm talking to the priest. This commandment is for you." And so what the priest did, they took all of the livestock, the fruits, and those type of things, and they were supposed to put it in a storehouse, and that was supposed to be for the people. so that when there was a need, the people would come to the priest. The priest would go to the storehouse, and he would, you know, then make provision for the family, for their food or their livestock or that type of thing. And so that was the storehouse, and it was to be blessed according to God's honor. But what happened that caused God to tell them that they were going to be cursed is because the priests did not do the distribution of the resources according to God's dictates and instructions. The priests kept it all. They kept everything. And it was not evenly distributed, and it caused, God said, I'll curse you with a curse because you robbed me. Well, I got to go. I thank you for listening to Inspirational Corner. Please log on to my website at www.inspirationalcorneronline.com. Remember 1 Peter 5 and 7, God cares about you affectionately, and he cares about you watchfully.
Wow, I'm really looking forward to the year of Jubilee. So we're going to join our faith together in prayer. And if you want to listen to that lesson again, you can go to the YouTube channel and watch the broadcast in its entirety. That's under Keturah, K-E-T-U-R-A-H, Jones, and then type in the Year of Jubilee Part 1, and then you can listen to also the Year of Jubilee Part 2. So let's pray. Let's join our faith together. We have in faith for finances. We want to believe God for supernatural debt cancellation. I know that the things that we went over just now in the Word is based on a historic formula and mode of operation, and those things that were done back then, we don't function in that way now today. But I believe that if I get my faith out there and you get your faith out there, we have our faith out there together, I believe for supernatural debt cancellation this year, July the 10th of 2015. I'm believing for this now. So let's pray for prosperity and debt cancellation. So, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, I confess your word over our finances this day. And as I do this, I say with my mouth and believe in my heart and know that your word will not return to you void, but will accomplish what it says it will do. And so therefore, I believe in the name of Jesus that all our needs are met according to Philippians 4 and 19. I believe that because we have given tithes and offerings to further your cause, Father, gifts will be given to us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will men pour into our bosom. And for with the measure we deal out, it will be measured back to us again. And so, Father, you have delivered us out of the authority of darkness into the kingdom of your dear Son. And Father, I have, and we have taken our place as your child, and we thank you that you have assumed your place as our Father and have made your home with us. And you are taking care of us and even now are enabling us to walk in love and in wisdom and to walk in the fullness of fellowship with your Son. Satan, we bind you from our finances according to Matthew 18:18 and loose you from your assignment against us, the saints, and believers and listeners, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that your ministering spirits are now free to go forth and to bring in the necessary finances. And Father, I confess that your very present help is now and is in the time of trouble, and you are more than enough. I confess, God, you are able to make all grace, every favor, an earthly blessing come to us in abundance so that we are always and in all circumstances furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. And I just thank you now, Father, for bills paid off, checks in the mail, bonuses, benefits, surprises, windfall, blessings, houses, land, and increase come to your people and to me now as we join our faith together for supernatural debt cancellation. We praise you now in advance and give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. People, please share my link of this broadcast with others whom you know will benefit from joining in their faith with ours to believe for our need of a supernatural debt cancellation to happen this year, the year of Jubilee. So God bless you. Talk back with you on next week. Have a great day.